Welcome to this preseason media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Indiana baseball is just over 2 weeks away from opening the season in Surprise, Arizona. On Wednesday, after practice at Bart Kauffman Field, the media caught up with junior shortstop Tyler Cerny, freshman first baseman Jake Hanley, senior pitcher Drew Burr, and freshman pitcher Brayton Thomas. Okay, start with Jake. Jake, this past summer, you got the opportunity to go to the MLB Draft Combine. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience there and what it's helped you with since you've been on campus?
Yeah, I think that was more of kind of an opportunity that you can't really pass up. But just going into that, I kind of knew that that was going to be more for the experience. I got to meet some IU alum. I met Foley and Sinard there. Hung out with them for a decent portion of the week, but you know, playing on a stage like that, you don't really get to do it too often, and playing with that kind of competition is a pretty good preview for what you're going to face in college, considering that most of those guys got drafted or were in college at the time. So I think that was a really good opportunity to just kind of gain some experience and kind of build upon the skills that I already had, and I think it set me up pretty good for coming here.
Tyler, last offseason was a lot about making the transition from second to short. What are some of the biggest things for you personally this offseason?
You know, there's a couple of offensive things, mechanical things with the swing that I was trying to work on that I noticed in the summer that came to my attention. So I worked a lot on that. And then obviously just continuing to take a lot of reps in the infield of short, getting comfortable with that area still. Throwing the ball well, you know, my arm feels great, throwing it across the field well, so I feel confident going into the season.
Jake, can you go a little bit in your recruiting process, kind of what the conversations were like with Mercer and just ultimately what drew you to Indiana?
Yeah, we started pretty early in retrospect. I think it was probably about November of 2020 that we got things going, and we had pretty consistent conversations for my time in the recruiting process, which we took pretty slowly, and they were pretty cooperative with that. And Mercer got plenty of chances to see me, and the conversations were pretty casual. And I also knew a couple people here. I knew Devin. I've known him since we were pretty young. I had a guy from my high school, Max Johnson, that was also here during my high school years. And so, you know, those guys gave me some insight into what they do here. And, you know, this place was basically number one from the time they started recruiting me. And I'm glad I finally got to end up.
Jake, what's sort of the vision you and the coaches have set for yourself for this season?
Just to contribute in any way I can, you know, whether that's at first or wherever they decide to put me. You know, playing time is not really an issue. I think, you know, my role as playing first or supporting the team in any way is good. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting into the season.
Yeah, Tyler, there was a lot of moving parts in the infield last year, you changing positions and some injuries and some standout freshmen making plays out there. Having that continuity this year, what kind of a difference is that going to make for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jason playing second base towards the end of the year was awesome. He was really good. You know, the whole left side, me and Josh are going to be back. And then we got, hopefully, Hanley moving to first. Really confident with him over there playing. You know, he's a big guy, big target, really easy to throw to. So, yeah, it's going to play a huge part in how we and how we perform in the field. I think that's going to propel us the right way. You know, the closer the team is, the better you're going to play. And I love these guys to death. So, yeah, it'll be really good for us.
Not for Jake, congrats on the state title, by the way. Welcome to Bloomington. Now, just following along, what was it, semi-state, the one-hitter, the home run? I mean, they barely pitched you. Do you see something like that happening here where you're going to have to pick your spots, getting pitches to hit? And how do you, you know, prepare for that?
No, I don't think so. I think these guys are talented enough that, you know, they're going to go right at you. They don't care how good you are. Every guy in college is good. That's why they're here. Even guys that are unranked that go to college end up being superstars. So I don't think there will be any pitching around or being selective with anything. I think they're going to go right at me.
Tyler, are there any freshmen or new transfers that you've really hung out a lot with off the field or taken under your wing?
Me and Devin have a new roommate this year, Tyler DiMartino, so we hang around him a lot. Really great guy. Really enjoy being around him. Obviously, Hanley, you know, one of the freshmen that I've, you know, taken, you know, kind of shown him the way of some things, how to do things. You know, Malmazian, Will Moore, I mean, all those guys, you know, I've done hopefully my best to, you know, get them ready for the season and help them be prepared for what's to come when the season starts. So, yeah, those are a few guys.
Is there anything off the field you guys like to do together, maybe?
We just hang out, you know, sometimes we'll play some Mario Kart, that was a big thing. We played that a lot. Cards, you know, whatever you can think of. So, yeah.
Who's the best of Mario Kart?
It's me. On the Wii, though. The Wii version is the best version. I don't really like the Switch, so I'm pretty good at the Wii.
What's your main character that you use?
Bowser Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, as you guys have looked to take the next step as a program, is there something that players and coaching staffs have kind of hounded upon, whether it's big fundamental things or small things that you guys can do to maybe take that next step and advance past the regional?
Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, I feel like there was a lot of times where we left a lot on the table with some games. Obviously, we had a lot of injuries pitching-wise, and sometimes we didn't show up to the field at the plate very well. But this year, I think just being consistent in every single game we play, not worrying about what the jerseys say on the other team, you know, preparing the same way every game, thinking the same way, and, you know, scouting report every day the same, no matter who we're playing. So I think that's going to be the big key for us going into the season.
Tyler, you always play a tough non-conference schedule. This year's no different. You guys aren't going to sneak up on anybody. So how important is it to hit the ground running once the season starts?
It's always important. You know, you have to take we got to take every game seriously. You know, RPI, you know, that stuff matters. We got to win the games on the road. And so yeah, we got to, you know, go out there, compete early, and do the best we can to win.
Jake, you mentioned Devin. I guess going back to your relationship, is there anything kind of maybe seeing him play or off the field that kind of sticks out to you?
Being in high school, I hadn't really seen him play because they played in a different conference than us. So coming here and seeing him put on the show that he puts on is kind of spectacular. You know, I haven't really gotten to watch a ton of games in the two past years of me being committed here, of them like actually in action. So getting to see him in person was pretty fun.
Drew, you know, your role in the last year, and it's been kind of advertised going to be this year, is that really key long arm out of the pen, which has been a linchpin role in this program. Because can you talk about how you see that role and what you like about it?
As of now, I guess that's what I've been told is how we're going to go into it. And I just like that they give me the opportunity to go out and compete. Like, that's just what I want to do. If they want me to end up starting, I'll do that. If they want me to throw later in the game and have less innings, that's fine with me. I just love the opportunity to go out there and just compete for the team and do whatever we need to do to win games.
Yeah. Drew, you threw the most innings out of anyone in the Big Ten for someone who had zero starts. How do you always keep yourself mentally ready at any point in the game to go out and deliver, whether it's two or maybe even five innings out of the pen?
I just love baseball. So, like, every day going to the field, I just love being here. It's like, how can I get fired up to go to the game? Like, I don't care if we're on a Tuesday or, like, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm excited to be here. So, like, getting pumped up wasn't really something I had to do to myself. It was like, dude, I get to play today. It's a great day to be here. I just want to go out there and just compete. And that role just kind of dictates based on the game. If I want to go two or five, it's, like, not my decision. Like, that's what Glant and the coaching staff does. So my job is to go out there and just get as many outs as I can.
Where does that love for baseball come from?
Just playing it forever, I guess. I played baseball for as long as I can remember. Like three, two, I was walking and I was throwing a baseball and hitting. So I guess like something I've just always loved to be around. It's just the environment, just the guys, the bonds. It's just something special.
Was that did your dad get you involved? How did you get involved?
Yeah, me and my dad spent a lot of nights, a lot of late nights, throwing on tennis courts, out the field, just late, lights on. I just loved being around the game, and he was a big part in kind of teaching me how the game, to fall in love in the game a little bit.
Brayden, you were a highly decorated player. Why Indiana? What stood out with this program?
Yeah, no, absolutely. First off, the coaches here. The coaches, great men. They show so much respect and dignity, and they're guys that I look up to and guys that I want to role model myself after and eventually my kids after. So, and then also just being here from Indiana, right, living 3 miles, three hours north. I've always loved Indiana. Indiana's always been my dream school, and to give me the opportunity to come here and play, it's truly special, and I'm thankful for them.
Brent, we know that your name might have come up when the draft, as we were following along. How was it dealing with the draft process, you know, at that young age?
It was fun. You know, I always wanted to play professional baseball. That's always been the goal of mine. And to have the opportunity to, and then to get to make a decision to either go to the draft or come to college, it was a good time. It was stressful, a lot of anxiety, a lot of you know, other things. But putting my trust in the Lord and my family, and just making sure that I have the right people around me to make the right decisions. And I think I made the right decision to come here. You can already see so many people around me that care for me and just want me to get better. And I have Drew over here. I have older guys in the clubhouse. Most of the guys now are third year guys, fourth year guys, and there's a lot of guys that can lead you by example, and that's something I really am grateful for.
Right, and since you got to campus, you'll have plenty of time to develop between now and when you ultimately go pro, if you go that route. What's been some of the biggest changes you've made since coming to Indiana as far as pitching goes?
Yeah. Some of the biggest things are just the mentality of the game. You can't let the game speed up on you. Younger players, the game's faster here. Everyone knows that. It's sped up. So learning how to control the game at a slower rate, learning how to deal with certain situations, and playing the game's the easy part, right? It's the outside noise. It's everyone else in your ears, right? How to deal with all the people in your ears. So how are you going to control the things between your eyes? So that's the biggest thing.
For both of you guys, what have kind of been your impressions of Gilly, just in terms of his stuff or off the field, how he's acclimating to the team, things like that?
Yeah, Gilly's just a great guy. Through and through, he's one of the best guys I've ever met. He's an extremely close friend of mine. On the pitching side, he's an absolute beast. I just love him out there. He's a super competitive, really aggressive. Like, we have a motto this year as like a pitching staff. Like, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to be tough, we're going to be mean. And he just embodies all of that in a pitcher. So he's like a great example to like look to for like younger guys or just guys not in the game, just want to have somebody to kind of lead them. He does a great job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Gilly's been an outstanding role model. He leads by example. He's really quiet, but he's also – he'll come speak to you one-on-one, which is really, really, really cool. So just being able to learn from him. He's been in the game for a really long time. I'm thankful for Gilly because this whole pitching staff can look up to him, and he has a great motto. So –
Yeah, Drew, you talk about your passion for the game. You know where that passion comes from, but what do you think that does for you, that fire that you bring to the game? How do you think that not only helps yourself perform on the field, but helps the team, and especially when you're pitching the middle of a lot of these games?
I hope it can be like another good example for the other guys to look at, to see how much it means to me, how much it means to all of us that, like, we only get to play, like, 60, 70 games. Like, these games are important, and they mean a lot to the fans, to the coaches, to us, and to the people of, like, Bloomington. And, like, we just want to go out there and just showcase that, like, we care too. And, like, we're bringing all this energy. It's not just for us. It's for everybody.
Drew and Tyler's talking about the off-field stuff that they were doing, Mario Kart. I think you're a Mario Kart type guy.
Yeah.
Have you guys done anything, those extracurriculars like that?
We do spend a lot of time together. We're not so much in necessarily Mario Kart as much as we were last year getting into it that way. But we definitely spend time together, just watching, like, here recently, like, all the NFL games. Like, we're watching the playoff games, just mess around with each other, just, like, root for certain teams. It's just a lot of – the team bonding's definitely been a big part this year. I've really enjoyed the group, and we've definitely grown. You can see it in the locker room of how much we are, like, a true brotherhood.
Tyler says he's the best of position players. You think you can take him on?
Yeah, I think he's lying to you. So.
Who's your character of choice?
Like, Toad. Toad's just like the goat, so –
For Drew, obviously Brayton on being on the scene as a newcomer, and you mentioned Gilly. Could you talk about some of the other newcomers that are part of the pitching staff that maybe stood out to you?
They've all bring like this very unique aspect. The coaching staff did a good job of bringing a lot of different guys, so it's pretty cool to see everybody else have like a different like strength, I guess. Some guys that really stand out are like Clayton Weisheit. I get it wrong every day, but like he's just made a big growth in between throughout the fall and the spring. And it was great to see him, like, in the weight room. He got kind of called out earlier, and he just showed up every single day and got better. And it showed on the field and inner squads and stuff. And then guys like Seabold, obviously, he's going to be a big part of the staff, probably up front as a starter. He's done a great job and, like, leading as well with Gilly and being a good start. And then just a lot of different transfer guys. They've all done extremely well. I'm really excited to see what they do against other competition besides our own hittings, our own offense.
Drew, Ryan Kraft had a great offseason in the Northwoods League. How have you seen him? Has he seemed any different from last year to this year?
Not really. Kraft did a great job of being the same guy as he always was. Last year, he was always, you know, in a good mood. He was never, like, pouty or anything like that. And it's been no different. He's the same Ryan Kraft. It just shows that, you know, he kind of maybe he feels a little more, has a little more confidence in himself, because he's going out there and he's just attacking hitters, which is all we want to see him do, because he has been very successful in doing that. And I guess we just expect him to continue to do what he did in the summer, which he is fully capable of doing.
Brayton, a lot of these great Hoosier teams in the past couple of years have had big contributions from freshmen guys just getting into the program, especially highly ranked recruits. Do you have any goals personally for yourself this season, whether it's on the field or off the field?
I'm personally just looking to help the team win in whatever I can do, whether that be mid relief guy, short relief guy, closer, starter. I don't mind. I just want to help the team win. I want to bring great energy to this team. So whatever I can do to get on the field, help these guys win, or off the field, it doesn't really matter. Just want to help the team win and go win baseball games, have fun.
Going back to Gilly, you said he's kind of approached you one-on-one. Are there a couple things you've kind of learned from him or picked up on in those conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the biggest thing is the mental side of the game, how to stay level-headed. The flows in baseball are – there's a lot of ups and downs, and to stay level-headed – is a big part of the game. There may be an outing where you go and absolutely shove, or there may be an outing where you get shoved a little bit, but just knowing that your stuff plays and knowing that it's, the next day is going to come around, so how are you going to get better today? That's a big part of the game. But then also just the way that he sees the game and watches every single pitch of every single game, and the way that his mind is so locked day in and day out, that's huge to see, right? So he really takes no days off, whether he's sitting on the bench and watching guys. He's really paying attention, and it shows. So, yeah.
Brayton, you talked about the decision between professional and college. Did you get any feedback from any professional scouts at all?
I got feedback from my agent, so they would contact my agent, and so that's about, yeah.
Anything you want to share, or anything that you're trying to work on now because of that?
Just – you know, whatever pitcher has to work on is command, velocity, you know, and mixing up timing. So, yeah.
Anything else, Ezio?
For both of you guys, with the numbers that Coach Sagerman has brought to you, how has that affected you? Have you taken anything from that?
Oh, absolutely. D-Man does it all, from behind the scenes to the numbers to whatever this baseball program is, whatever you guys see, D-Man's probably behind it. So D-Man's the man, obviously, and this program probably wouldn't be running without him. So
Breen, are there any mechanical tips that Gilly's given you over the offseason?
I wouldn't say it's mechanical. I would say just honestly in pitching and the way in the stage that we're at right now, it doesn't all have to be mechanical, right? Our mechanics obviously got us here. Our mechanics are good enough to play here. So now it's all about what's in the head. How are you gonna go about your day each and every day? How you're gonna get better? And how you're gonna keep improving each and every day. So
the Indiana University baseball program is planning two more media sessions in advance of opening weekend. See you at the BART.